This is my brain before kids. This is my brain after kids. So if you run into me at the grocery store and I'm not wearing my pajamas and I don't have any Cheerios stuck to my face and I don't have crayons in my hair and I utter a cohesive sentence, I expect you to congratulate me. I want an applause. I want a cupcake. I prefer a full-on party, but I don't have the energy to party right now. So here's my point. I want to tell all you overwhelmed moms out there something that might shock you. You are normal. You run around like a crazy lady all day doing everything, but then at the end of the day, you feel like you got nothing done. You're normal. You can't fall asleep at night because you're worrying about a bunch of stupid little things that aren't even important in the long run. You're normal. One day you feel like that rock star mom who's got it all together, and the next day you feel like you're failing at everything. You don't have time to throw your kid a Pinterest-worthy birthday party. You're in a house full of children and laughter and activities, yet sometimes you feel really lonely. You have this fantasy in your head of the kind of mom you want to be, and you feel like you can never reach it. You don't enjoy every second of every day of parenting, and yet you wouldn't trade it for the world. I'm not trying to flirt with you, but you are like really, really normal. You're so normal. And the fact that you actually care, you care about your family, you care about whether you're doing things well, whether you're making the right parenting decisions, that's just proof that you are a really great mom. So enjoy being normal. You rock that normal thing you got going on. You flaunt it. Congratulations.
Hi, good morning, everyone. How is everybody today? Okay, I just wanted to say when I saw that video, it just reminded me that I'm not alone, and this group is such a great example of a body of women together, and we're all on the same page. We may not, you know, divulge it or say it out loud, but we know that we're in a similar season together, and sometimes it can feel isolating. And I have a church body at Saddleback Covenant in Mission Viejo, a smaller group than this, but I can say when I've spoken at MOPS groups that this is a treasure and a gift to you ladies. I know for me, I wouldn't be the mom that I am without the group of women that are that stand alongside of me. So I just was sitting there watching and hearing your conversations, and I felt blessed just seeing this room full of such wisdom coming from the ladies that are in the season ahead, and then the younger moms that are just starting their journey. So I just, kudos to you guys. My name's Jeannie Larson. The reason why I showed that is just to say that we're all trying to figure it out. I'm actually going to take my health coaching hat off, and I'm coming to you as a mom. So I have a few tricks that I want to share with you, but most importantly, I love to help people. I love to encourage people. I have a business, Endurance Fit for Life, and a lot of it is actually almost more encouragement, trying to just give little tidbits to people, mostly moms, that you can do it. It's just one little step at a time. So I'm going to start off with just saying who I am. I'm a health and fitness coach. I'm a mom of two kids, Simon and Ben. Ben's in kindergarten. Simon's in sixth grade, the only time they'll be in school together because they're almost 6 years apart. My journey started 11 years ago when I had Simon. And I only wish I had a group like this. I might have had some more sanity come. But he was a great baby, and after 2 months, he developed severe acid reflux, but I couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. And it was a very, very dark period of time. For about 14 months, he was up, you know, every 20 to 30 minutes, very abnormal. It was not just like colicky, it was over the top. And through seeing specialists and doctors and lots of medication, I finally went to a natural doctor. I also used the medication, but we kind of figured out, you know what, the meds weren't working. I wonder if it's something that he's having. And long story short, we found out he had food sensitivities, not allergies, not the anaphylactic, but the gastrointestinal effects. And within 2 months, he was sleeping through the night. He had some recovery time, but that experience showed me by pulling those foods out of his diet, I had a normal child. And he's 11 now, and he can have his In-N-Out burgers and things like that, but we definitely don't, as a family, I've had to navigate through in the kitchen That's where my passion started. I went from one extreme, and I mean very extreme, no processed foods, no sugar, making everything by hand. It was extremely exhausting, and I thought, you know, God wants to use the circumstance to help others, and I really feel a passion to be able to say, hey, I'm not going to take you to making everything homemade, but let me teach you some tricks along the way. And this isn't about food sensitivity. This isn't just about healthy eating. And it's not necessarily sugar-free or anything like that. So I'm not coming to, you know how there's different, there's the paleo and then there's the ketogenic. I'm sure those names ring a bell. You know, no preservatives. This is just healthy choices. So instead of Doritos, let me give you another option of chips. Instead of Triscuits, let's try something else. But all of these are just ideas. I used to use the tag word clean eating, and I actually feel bad I use that because I never want someone to feel that they're eating dirty. I mean, it's we're cleaning up our diet, right? Just healthy, healthy choices. And if you ever walk by me with a Diet Coke or, you know, a bag of chips, please don't hide it from me. I was mowing my In-N-Out burger last week after moving, so, you know, I'm with you. We're in survival mode. And just a real quick little tidbit that I haven't told other MOPS groups because it wasn't very pertinent, but our family went on a two-week road trip to South Carolina to watch my husband graduate with his master's from Clemson. And that was such a great, such a great experience. And then we came home, and 4 days later, we had a plumbage issue. We were displaced for 26 days, and then we decided to move out of our rental that God has other plans. So we're living in Ladera. All my stuff is in a pod. I didn't even come prepared fully for Jill to set me up, but I'm going to do my best. But you know what? God's using that situation, too, to show me the average mom on the go, living in her car, driving from practices to school, nursing, you know, all these different things. And it really has helped me take me out of the kitchen, the Betty homemaker, because my kitchen was my happy place, and I haven't had my own kitchen in 2 months. You know, think about that. Trying to maintain a healthy diet on the road in Arkansas. I mean, we saw 10 states. Sometimes we drive through 3 states. Raise your hand if you've ever been to the South. Okay, I love the South, but I have to say, it was really hard finding healthy foods. I mean, we'd pull off the road, and it's a culture thing. I mean, I feel like I went into one store, I think it was North Carolina, and they had Zevia, which is like an alternative soda. Have you ever heard of Zevia? It's very good. Oh, I should have brought one to show you. They're really good. You can get them at Sprouts in the grocery store. And it is amazing the amount of, you know, processed foods, but I definitely enjoyed my fried catfish and my Texan barbecue, and it was wonderful. And I had the bloat to prove it. So anyhow, with all that said, I feel that God actually is using a really hard circumstance to be able to use for my business, because I'm like, let's get real. Like, I don't have time to cook dinner. And so many of my peers, I'm in my 40s, are in the same boat. I know there's a little bit younger group here with younger babies, but, you know, raise your hand if you're busy. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the hardest, how hard is it for you to make dinner throughout the week? 10 being the hardest. Is it pretty difficult to make dinners for your family just because of, you know, errands and keeping up with things and different responsibilities? Okay, so we're on the same page. So before I forget, everyone has a raffle ticket. Do I have my basket? I'm just going to periodically pull out stuff. We have that, and then on your tables, you should have, I just want to point this out before I forget, a little yellow piece of paper. This is something you can put on your fridge. It's just a little cheat sheet, healthy substitution. Instead of plain white flour, try whole wheat. Instead of granulated sugar, try honey and applesauce. So this, you can have that as a little cheat sheet. I also did a sheet of snacks and lunches to go. It's a front and back, so keep that just for some ideas. That's a white sheet of paper, front and back. And then another sheet are from my... they're just some recipes. I give tons of free recipes on my business page, but I actually have written 2 cookbooks, and I have a third, but I can't finish it because I don't have access to all my stuff. I don't normally say this, but I was a grand prize winner, and I won $500 out of Taste of Home for my butternut squash chili, and that's going to be featured in November, and I'll have a little article, and then they contacted me again, and they're using my sweet potato egg frittata. So it's nice that a test kitchen likes my food. So that's going to be in the March issue. But Taste of Home is a popular food magazine. So I'm like, okay, I'm going somewhere. Like, I think I know what I'm talking about. Okay, so let's just get right to it. I'm going to focus today's talk on what a balanced meal looks like. So if we think of a plate of food, I was going to use this a little too large, but you get my drift. So if we, this is what husband eats, probably. If we divide this up into sections of food, I'm going to be focusing on just thinking in your head your protein, which is super important for growing kids, mind you. They say 1 gram of protein per body pound for a growing child, and 0.5 gram of protein per body pound per day for an adult, because we need a little bit less. But growing children needs lots of protein. Our healthy veggies and fruits, and then our grains, and don't forget our healthy fats, right? Healthy fats come in avocado and our oils, olive oil, coconut oil, and so forth. So I won't go give a nutrition thing on that. Let's get to how I can help you. Okay, couple of different tips here. Who's heard of the term cook once, eat twice? Good. Okay. Cook once, eat twice is, I did not make it up, but I'm going to share it with you. What it is it's making twice as much portion, but you're in the kitchen one time. For example, let's say you go to Costco and you get their chicken or their grilled or their ground turkey. You can cook your protein one time in the kitchen. You can double up your recipe of whatever you're making, whether it's a lasagna, an enchilada, your turkey burgers, whatever your go-tos are, spaghetti. I don't know, everybody eats differently, but you're cooking once in the kitchen, and then you can recreate it the next day. So you're still in your kitchen, but you're not having as many pots or pans and so forth, okay? Cook once, eat twice. Who's bold enough to raise their hand if your family does not eat leftovers whatsoever? Okay, that's going to be a tough one, but I do feel like I have a little bit of a solution. I call it a recreate. So, for example, let's say on our plate or our bowl, okay, we've got our, I'll just do a basic one, roasted broccoli, brown rice, chicken, okay, however you make it, however is best. And if you do a recreate, what you could do is chop everything up so they don't actually see it coming on the plate the exact same way and turn it into either a rice bowl, like a Chipotle little rice bowl, pour your salsa on top, your sour cream or your Greek yogurt, kind of recreate it that way. Or you can turn it into a burrito, or you can turn it into a quesadilla, leave the rice out. Do you see what I'm saying? So I'm trying to help you think outside the box so you don't just like serve the same thing. Something like a lasagna or an enchilada, of course, it's going to look similar. But you can use, let's say you had that cook once, eat twice, you made your chicken, and you had that plate. Well, the next night, you could always try a taco salad. Chop up the chicken, grab your pre-made salad, throw the chicken on top and some salsa. You just had a taco salad. Wait, what's in the, do I have some chips? Perfect. I got some back there as a little bag of chips or some crackers that would use that crunch. Can you kind of see how we're recreating our food? That's just a little tip. Cook once, eat twice. Planning ahead. I know that it takes time to think about things, but what I found is the discipline of 10 to 20 minutes, and you pick it. You pick when is the best time. One of the things that rocked my world, and I thought it was so odd when I first saw her, but it taught me something that I've used ever since. My friend has 5 kids. I only have 2, and I don't know how she does it, and 2 of them were sets of twins. I went to visit her. She was making dinner at 10 a.m., and I said, Nicole, why are you making, it's 10 a.m. And she said, well, this is the only time that works for me. I make dinner, and I literally power through my whole day, and I warm it up and serve it to my family. Well, I thought that was genius, and I had a toddler at the time, and I started to apply that. By making food, making meals, and meal prepping when it worked for me, it may not be conventional at 4 or 5 or 3:30 whenever you're your time, sometimes if you have young kids, they eat like at 5, like 4:45, they're super hungry, right? Whenever your meal prep time. But then again, I hear in the same breath, so many women are frustrated and crazy and stressed out at that time. Do you see what I mean? So I'm thinking, well, meal prep when it works for you. For example, set your alarm 20 minutes earlier. Get up before your workout, before you get ready for the day, whatever you do in the morning. Think about meal prepping. If it means washing and chopping your veggies, putting them in a Tupperware in the fridge for later, great. You can cook it up, kids are napping. Do you know what I mean? Just thinking about it outside the box, whether it's mid-afternoon, during a nap. We want to maximize the amount of time you have during the day because every minute is precious, right? When when you're raising kids every minute. It's not like we get to just lounge around. Am I right? Because I feel like, okay, I'm in good company because I'm like, it is for me too, and I have older kids. So anytime throughout the day, meal prep when you can. Just don't think you always have to do it right before dinner. And it kind of feels a little bit odd at first, but once you get into a routine and kind of retrain your schedule, it's like, my friends, seriously, if I'm making dinner four nights a week out of seven, they're like, how do you do that? Okay, well, A, it's my business, so I've gotten obviously in a routine. But also, it's training and it's discipline. And it has maximized my day. I'm not stressed. I don't mind using a microwave. Some people choose not to use microwaves. You could always heat your dinner up in the oven or whatever works for you on the stovetop. But to me, the sanity that I save, I just weigh. Sanity, time, I'm going to choose my sanity is important. So, okay. Food prepping at a convenient time. Okay, next little thing. Raise your hand. This is a great time for a raffle. I wrote a cookbook, like I said, and it's on the CD. You can download it to your computer, and then you can actually save it on your device. I give an e-cookbook. I actually have the physical ones there, and it's hyperlinked. So the table of contents, you just click on the recipe, and on your phone or iPad, it takes you right to it. So if you like the printed version, there's one there. But let's give Maddie Newman. Maddie, do you like downloading, or do you want a physical one? What do you like best? Take it. Pick one or the other. And like I said, I have a third one coming, but congratulations. I hope those recipes help you. One is all, you just check it out and take whatever works. Okay, raise your hand if you have difficulty with children who like veggies, sneaking in nutrients. Okay, I totally hear you. Simon, my one who went through the food sensitivities, is great. He eats like a man. My Ben had a little bit of texture issue, so it was hard getting foods like roasted zucchini, some different things down him because of the texture, and he was picky. So I discovered the Ninja. Do you know what the Ninja is? Or a Vitamix. Raise your hand if you have a Vitamix or a Ninja, or a food processor or a blender. Okay, those, perfect. And if you don't have one, borrow one from mom. So any of those will work. The only thing that I like to do with my clients and the people who view my business posts is that the Vitamix is a little bit high powered and it's so awesome and I wish I can afford it. So what I do is I just try to say Ninja because it's a little bit slower, so it pulsifies the food really small, but it doesn't liquefy it. So those that have the Vitamix, it can liquefy and make soup, right? So if you're using the Vitamix, just don't put it on high power. So for example, if I am really trying to help my kids eat some greens, here's a suggestion, a couple ideas. You can put a handful of spinach in your blender or your Vitamix, pulsify it till it's really small. Let's say I want to do French toast. I know this is going to seem crazy, but you just got to try it. A small handful, not like, you know, a huge man hand. Pulsify it so it's small, so you maybe have like a fourth of a cup of the pulsified spinach. Mix a couple eggs in with it. You can do a couple of things. You can fry it in a pan, make an egg scramble. Yes, the kids will see green. If they're really picky about color, then let me tell you something. You can either add cheese to it, put it in a burrito, and make it an egg burrito, right? So they have the greens in there, and they have the carb covering it, so they're not necessarily seeing the greens. If they're still going to push the limits and say, Mom, you can't hide it from me, try it in a French toast. So take your eggs, take your greens, mix it up in a bowl, and then you get your whole grain bread, your gluten-free bread, whatever bread works for your family. I do try to say whole grain or whole wheat versus the white, just that's kind of how I roll, but whatever works for your family that your kids will eat, and you dip it in, and yes, they're going to get a little bit of the granules on there, right? Cook it over grass-fed butter, nice and coated, and flip it. The way the French toast cooks up, you can't really see the green. You pour some maple syrup over it, that's a little bit brown, and it really, I have it in my cookbook, it's very easy to do, and you can even start small, and you can wean your way up. But my kids love it, hands down. Another way to sneak in those veggies, if you don't have a Vitamix or food processor, is to grab those pouches of soft puree. I did Deceptively Delicious with Seinfeld's wife. Have you ever heard of her? The Pink Pretty Book Have you ever heard of that? The cookbook is amazing and the recipes are phenomenal, but it was an extra step. And now I just try to choose, once again, sanity or time. I have to pick and choose what works for my schedule. So those pouches, I don't need you to do this now, but you guys at your stage might need to. The pouches are great. You could start off with, they have like kale, blueberry, and banana. A little sweet. You can't even really see the kale, the green, because the blueberry overtakes it. If your kids are okay with trying different colors, try squeezing a half of a pouch of one of your favorite squeezies. There's so many great brands. Target sells a ton. Trader Joe's sells a couple of options. Grocery stores. Try squeezing a half of a pouch in your favorite muffin mix or your pancake mix. And then you're just slowly getting the nutrients into the kids. Have you ever thought of trying to do that? Even squeezing it into your favorite, I was going to say like a meatloaf, but I do turkey burgers a lot, or regular burgers, and I don't really need to use the pouch. I'll just pulsify the food super small, and I'll mix it in. I have a arugula feta turkey burger. It's 4 ingredients. Turkey, a handful of arugula. Here's a tiny little tip. Arugula is awesome. It's a little bit peppery. If your kids or your husbands would love it, because feta is just yummy. And you could sub out the cheese and use whatever cheese works. But it's just a way to think outside the box and how to get those greens in. If the kids are really picky with, you know, the string, I'm saying this because there's the arugula is kind of long. You could always just chop it really fine and put it in. So I just get a bowl. I put in my turkey meat and my chopped arugula and then my feta, and I hand stir it in, cook it over olive oil on the in a big pan, and then flip it when it's done. You can serve it over brown rice, farro, quinoa. You can serve it as a burger with your whole grain bun. So those are just really yummy ways to sneak that in. So think about the ninja. Another way that you can put your veggies in is if you want to use something that doesn't overpower, zucchini is great. The only thing with zucchini is when you pulsify or you shred it, it's very liquidy. So you always want to take a paper towel and just take a little bit of the moisture out. These are little kitchen tips, and I know I'm giving a lot at you, but I'd rather leave knowing that I jam-packed this time with you with as much information as possible. But that is a key. When you use zucchini, it does. You put the paper towel and it absorbs so much. So just make sure to take out that moisture. Once again, zucchini you can put in pancakes, muffin mixes, waffles. I have like 4 recipes of meatloaf, turkey burgers, and regular burgers, and lasagnas and enchiladas. So something like a bell pepper has a little bit stronger of a flavor, an arugula a little bit stronger than a spinach. So you kind of have to pick, okay, I can't do all of these foods at one time. Jeannie was great. She gave me a lot of ideas, but my kids won't eat that. Okay, try one idea for the next month. Don't think you have to try everything all at one time. These are just little tips. Walk away with one thing, write it down, and then put the rest on the shelf. Then in another month or two, when you feel like you want to tackle something else, pull out the notes and be like, oh, I think I want to try enchiladas or a lasagna. Okay, so just little bits at a time. But those veggies are things that really I have found, if you pulsify them small enough, it works. So zucchini, spinach, sweet potato are pretty mild flavors. So if you put them in your meals, they're not as overpowering as a pepper or, eggplant's kind of a funny texture. It's not as strong. So that's what I recommend for hiding veggies. And I just wrote down, think about egg scrambles, egg muffins. Have you ever made those egg muffins before? So you get a muffin tin and you grease it really, really well. That's the key with it. Make sure it's a non-stick one. You get a bowl and you crack maybe 10 eggs, chop up whatever veggies work for you, sprinkle in a little cheese, a little bit of garlic salt or garlic powder and sea salt, mix it up, or whatever flavor works. If you like basil or oregano, toss in some of that. Then you pour it evenly distributed in the egg pan, and in my cookbook it says the minutes. I think it's 15 minutes at 350, but those are great ideas. Those are perfect for a grab-and-go snack for you. Lunch, I eat breakfast in the car half the time, so I need something easy. I can't always make a big, egg scramble, but the egg breakfast are great snacks for when the kids come home and also for breakfast as well. Okay, And I'm going to pull one more raffle ticket. I'll pull a few. Okay, Janae Kirchner. Hi. Oh, right up front. Perfect. How are you? Good. Congratulations. Oh, nursing. Okay. Whenever you're convenient, whenever it's convenient, you can either pick the CD if you like to download it, or you can go grab a cookbook off, and I hope those help you. Yes. Thanks for coming. Okay. Next tip. Shopping. I'm going to talk about keeping shopping simple. So something that we often do is we go to four different stores. We're going to Costco, we're going to Trader Joe's, and Target, and your Ralph's, and we're all over the place. Something that I've found in my life as a health coach, and when I speak to groups of women and also health coach individually, is that there is so much going on in people's lives that extra errands add a little bit of chaos to the brain. So what I like to do is streamline my grocery shopping. Instead of saying, I have to go here, and I have to go here, and I just say, you know what? I gotta do what works for me. I can hit Costco up once every few weeks. I get my proteins. There's certain foods that work better. I have a family of four, but like Simon eats like a man, so I feel like I have like three adults in our family, and then Ben is a growing boy too. So I do have big eaters in my family. But I don't need to necessarily get everything at Costco and spend $500. I can get my meats because I know the price point is good. I have done a little bit of research on price point. Depending on what you get, Costco has a great price point for your proteins, your Adele sausages, your nitrate-free Adele sausages, and they actually, who shops at Costco? Awesome. Okay, I did buy a whole bunch of food for my last speaking. I spoke at my son's school last week to the parents, but I had to return all of it because I couldn't eat it all, so I thought I want to. But Costco is up and coming. They are coming up with so many healthy options. I think they might have three types of sausages that would work for nitrate-free. Those are just kind of keywords. Have you ever seen that on the package? So I just kind of go for nitrate-free or not made with hormone-free. Those are keywords when you look at a package. So their organic meat is a good price point. Some grocery stores carry that. And that's something that's a personal choice. You don't have to necessarily get organic, but I do know the price point for their organic meat and their chicken, their sausage, and all their main proteins is good. Canadian bacon, things like that. If you have snacks, a big family that likes snacks, they have probably two dozen awesome gluten-free whole grain snacks that are in their snack aisle. It just depends on if you like those big packages. So it's great that they have those. And their breads, I think they carry two gluten-free breads now, which is huge, and a ton, probably five or six different types of loaves of multi-grain, seven-grain, flax, great breads to try for your sandwiches, your toasts, or whatnot. So price point's good there. A place like Trader Joe's, if you want afterwards, you can just go by this table, and I got some packages of things that I buy in my household. The far left is Target. Those are snacks from Target, grab and goes. There's a couple of chicken nuggets. There's some granola bars, some crackers that are great. There's even a sweet potato infused graham cracker on the far left. So you can just take a peek of the brands. Target is awesome. I feel like I should get paid to promote these stores, to be honest. Someday I'll figure out how to do that. If you have any connections, let me know. But I promote them because that's the reality, is that we can't home make everything. I wish. But we can't, so we go buy them. So the price point of Target snacks are great. Kind bars are over there. Warrior, did I bring it up here? I didn't. There's a Warrior Chia brand that's great. They are good because chia is a little bar. It's good for mommy and the kids. They have chocolate. And then if your kids have a school that they go to that is nut-free, which is almost every school now, I feel like Target's catching on that our kids cannot, what do we give them? Goldfish? You know, it's hard to respect the nut allergies. And so Target has some great options. The chia bar is great. And the Warrior also sells pumpkin seeds. And pumpkin seeds are typically good to have. And sunflower seeds. And just real quick, Sun Butter. Raise your hand if you've ever heard of Sun Butter. It's a nice nut-free alternative. I like it because it's sweet. It's a little bit sweeter than peanut butter. So Trader Joe's sells this as well as Sprouts, grocery stores, and Target. So tons of options there. And then let me just, sorry, my brain just went, sorry. Sometimes it's like a ping pong. So let me get back to the table. Far left is Target. The middle section is Trader Joe's. And the, can real quick, last time I'll have you raise your hand. Raise your hand if you shop at Trader Joe's. Okay, a good portion. Trader Joe's has their own brand, and they have, I feel that their price point of almost everything, except maybe produce, is a better price point. The snacks are cheaper than Sprouts or grocery stores. Their breads are cheaper. Significant, in my opinion, between 50 cents to at least $1.50 less than what you would find at a grocery store. Granted, if you have like rewards points at Ralph's or whatever, you know, I understand that that would obviously be cheaper, but I like the variety that Trader Joe's has, so there's tons of snacks there. Okay, so we talked about the table, we talked about keeping shopping simple, not running all over the store, so when you're tempted, like, this is my route, this is what I do, I go to these stores on these days. You know, can you try a different store? Can you look around to see if it can maybe, you can get your peanut butter at another place? Do you know what I mean? Try to streamline your shopping so you're not running all over Orange County, but you can maybe shop less and maybe just put a couple things in your freezer, a couple things in your pantry. Does that make sense? To kind of store it. And I know fresh veggies and stuff like that go bad. So that's, you have to shop frequently probably for that. Okay, last but not least, in your pantries. Often I've done pantry makeovers for people, and I'll go into their home, which can be very invasive, but they are intrusive, but they invite me in, and I've organized their pantries. And it's very emotional for people. I didn't realize that, because my pantry is not emotional. I remember this mom, she has three children, and her oldest is in college, and her youngest is two. So I think I know why she's overwhelmed. She actually hired me to speak at her mops, and she hired me afterwards to come and help her out. And I was with her for 2 hours, and it was like tears, you know, with the pantry. And I'm like, okay, let me help you with that. And I gave her a hug, we prayed, and I opened it up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can see why. It was jam-packed with so much, and it just was overwhelming to the eye. In studies that I've done, and red and things like that, you know, things and clutter can clutter our mind and kind of make us feel a little bit wacky. So I don't blame the people who go into their pantries, their refrigerators, or their homes and see a lot of stuff going on and then don't know where to start, and so they don't start, right? It's overwhelming. And I feel like I can kind of identify with that now, just with our lives being displaced and living in hotels and different people's homes and stuff. It's your life in someone else's shoes. And so it's helped me be able to put on that hat and be able to say, okay, I get where my clients are coming from. So I do just wanted to give God glory for that. He's helping me identify a little bit more. And I have organized Jenny and Erica's pantries, and they've been very happy that I did that, but those are the people I'm staying with. But anyhow, I want to say, when you go into your pantry, if it seems a little out of order, try to streamline it. For example, a lot of packaged snacks or things can be a little bit crazy, so maybe try to get a couple of baskets and put them in the basket. Another thought is getting some jars, plastic jars or mason jars. They're $10 for 12 jars this size at Target in the kitchen section. I bought the whole pack, and they're all this size, and I put my nuts, my seeds, sometimes my small little kid snacks in here. I've also have the medium-sized ones, and so in my pantry on a normal day, some are empty and some are full, but the visual of it isn't perfect, isn't totally like labels have to be facing out. It's just more organized, right? I was thinking of Sleeping with the Enemy. Ever seen that movie? Okay, I'm not like that. I promise. But I do like order, and it helps my brain feel a little bit more in control with my life, because everything else is crazy. But if I can just kind of help my kitchen be my happy place, I'm gonna roll with that. And so organizing my pantries and my refrigerator has been helpful. And just a last little thing about your refrigerator is, like, my mom and my mother-in-law have full fridges when they go grocery shopping. And I think it's an era thing. I think I was like, how do you, you have four bags of groceries, you have to get in there. How do you even like penetrate past the first layer? And I mean, we never go hungry. My mom says, if there's an earthquake, come on over. And I'm like, I know, I'll be there, you know, for 10 weeks. She's totally good. And the garage even has cans. That's how I grew up. So maybe that's why I'm a simple person now. But it's helped me. It's helped me realize in my, the way I do my refrigerator is just helpful for me, and maybe it would be helpful for you. And if my tips don't work, it's okay. I'm just throwing out what has worked and what helps me. So, you know, make sure it applies to you. So in my refrigerator, I actually use up everything before I go grocery shopping. So I've taken pictures and posted it. My refrigerator is almost empty. I don't have a lot of condiments on the side. I try to keep my condiments fairly simple. We got a couple of mustards, two different types of mustards, my organic ketchup. I use coconut amino acids rather than soy sauce. So I make sure I'm not lacking. There's, you know, like a worst, you know, you get your kind of basic maybe 7 or 8 in my door. And my mom's door, there's like 48. And I'm like, okay, once again, simplifying. Check your expirations. Go back to the basics. I cook very basically. I actually have a basket of seasonings, and then those add-ins would be the coconut aminos. Have you ever tried that before? They're really yummy. They sell it now at Trader Joe's and Sprouts as well, but it's a better option than soy sauce, because soy sauce is kind of a question mark of what's in it, and it is high sodium. Coconut amino acids are great to add to your meatloafs, your turkey burgers. It's kind of like that little like zing. I don't know. It just like adds something yummy. So consider using that in your mixtures. I love something my mom, you know what, my mom, she has a tremendous amount to do with my passion for food and cooking, but the coconut aminos or the soy sauce, that little zing that you want, like that little pop, here's a little trick. She did this all growing up. So let's say I'm making kind of a thicker spaghetti sauce. I grab my diced tomatoes or my tomato sauce from your basic cans, however much you use. And then the way to spice it up is you can use a little bit of apple cider vinegar. My mom used to use brown sugar. I use coconut sugar now. And coconut sugar, you can find at your grocery stores. There's other alternatives of sweetener as well. You can use a little bit of honey or maple syrup. But the crossover between the apple cider vinegar and the sweet gives it that tang, almost like a sweet and sour. So it's just a fun way to make your sauces taste a little yummier. And you could always throw in your coconut amino acids as well. Okay, time for a raffle. I know I'm giving so much, but it's just, I love talking about it, and I feel like if you just write one thing down and you can use it, I think you'd like them. They're fun to try. Victoria Bennett. Hi, Victoria. Thanks for coming. Good. Thanks for coming. Would you like a cookbook? Okay. Come on over. And do you like the physical ones or the, okay. I'm old school too. Yeah. Okay. So we talked about keeping shopping simple and streamlining our pantry. We talked about hiding veggies and food prepping at a convenient time. All right, we're going to really quickly, I have just a couple of things up here, and then you guys go take pictures back there of any products that you see. Like I said, middle section's Trader Joe's, the left side is Target. Really quickly, the Ninja, and I'm going to talk for about 5 more minutes, and then if there's any questions afterwards, because I want you to have some table talk. Stores are getting the picture. They're saying, oh, regular customers are busy and insane, and they don't have time to do that extra step. Let's make their job easier and make money. Perfect. Thank you, Trader Joe's, for doing that. So, and Costco's doing it as well. It's just a larger portion, so if you buy the Costco types, you have to make sure you can use it up and it doesn't go bad. So rice broccoli is a fabulous way. This is at Trader Joe's, but they also sell it at grocery stores. It's a fabulous way to add into your egg scrambles, all the things that I mentioned before, all the different casseroles. Broccoli can be a strong flavor, but the way it's riced in, you cannot tell. This is little, it's rice. So it's like a piece of rice versus shredding, but broccoli, it's hard to shred. So I like this concept, and you don't have to pre-cook it. So if you want to grab a half of a cup and add to your favorite burger mixture, I would go for it. I promise kids will not notice. You cook it up and they You just made it a more nutrient-dense meal for them. And that's my goal, is I feel it's important because there's so many parties and sports snacks and family events and Christmas, all these different holidays, and kids are already getting tons of junk. So if I can, as a mom, on a regular basis, just give them as much nutrient-dense foods as possible, I have found we're at the doctor's less, and the consistency of eating healthy foods, drinking water, making sure my kids have sleep and a balanced life. I mean, granted, there's other factors too, but food is important. And I just jam-pack them with as many vitamins as I can. So this is a great way, the rice cauliflower and rice broccoli. The cauliflower, same thing. You'd think it'd be super strong, but I have snuck it in more foods. Those, you won't even believe it, even in muffins. So just great to be able to pick those up. Bars. I try to look for bars that are about 10 grams of sugar or less. Sugar, you can even go to Whole Foods, grab a bar thinking it's, you know, it's $3, it better be full of nutrients. And the first ingredient can be brown rice syrup, and that's sugar. And 28 grams of sugar for a bar that has greens in it and some other nutrients. But I also need to remember, look at your labels. If the label has a couple of things, if it has more than 10 ingredients, if it's a paragraph long and you can't pronounce it, maybe try a different product. We want to be able to pronounce what we see on the back of packages. And over 10 ingredients, it doesn't need to be that long. And then I look at the sugar grams as well. So you want to be able to pronounce what you see and look at 10 ingredients or less. And I did make a cookbook with 10 ingredients or less, just in general, because I think there's so many things that are added, and that's where all the preservatives. But this is a great bar. They also make a kid version. You can find these at Trader Joe's, and Target sells the kid package, so they're smaller. This is called RX Bar. It's 3 egg whites, 6 almonds, 4 cashews, 2 dates, and no BS is actually on their label. But I love it. And so I know they come up with so many different. They have peanut butter. This is strawberry. They have blueberry, regular almond, almond date. But super fabulous. And I just keep a couple of these in my car. So RX Bars are a great version. Kind Bars also have different variations. There's probably 5 or 6 different kind of Kind Bars. Those are an awesome example as well to grab and go. I like to have bars, and I like to put them in my car or my backpack. I don't carry a purse. I carry a backpack just because I always have, like, water bottles and things for the kids in there. And I find I forget to eat, and so I get really crabby, and I get low blood sugar, and so I don't like that feeling, and I don't believe in going many hours without eating. So as a mommy, I've pretty much trained myself, because I can feel even hunger pains. I'm like, okay, time to grab a snack. Every few hours, I think it's important for us to eat, and that just maintains our blood sugar. I try to have a little bit of protein in whatever I eat, because protein stabilizes blood sugar. It helps you feel full longer, and it actually fuels your body versus quick carbs. And mind you, for the kids, it's a great idea to give a protein-based mini meal to them, or meal. When the kids come home from school, of course they can mow through a bag of chips or a bag of crackers, but that's not going to fuel them or sustain them. So I always try to do a little bit of a mini meal. For example, I will give them a little bit of, they can have their chips or crackers, but I also give them a little bit of nuts and a little apple on the side or a little fruit. So I kind of make, do you know what I mean? Just kind of mini it. And it sustains them. And let me say, it's not overnight that it's going to change, but over time, you will retrain them. It's literally retrained. Like, I feel like I'm like a clock. Like, every few hours, I'm like, okay, time to just grab a little bit more. And not big meals, smaller meals. But still, it sustained me. So, and it sustains your kids. So that will be helpful. So they're not saying, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry. Okay, give them protein, because at least that will help fill them up a little bit more. All right, some other ideas for, okay, I'm going to talk for 2 minutes, and then we'll have questions. Is there any questions right now that I'm talking on? Okay, yes. You know what? I haven't, but I have tons of friends. I think that's a great idea. And there are so many companies that do what do they call it? Blue Apron, HelloFresh. There's a lot of companies that are out there that literally, if people have no time, those are great options. So she was saying, I don't know if you heard her, Amazon. Yeah. I think that the price points are good. I think you have to look at your life too, because I know friends who literally cannot get to groceries with ill children or whatever and doctor's appointments and whatnot, but and they do those programs. So I think that you have to look at your life and your schedule, and there are apps. There's even Uber Eats now, I heard. I don't even know what it is, but it sounds awesome. Uber Eats, like food comes to your door, great. So there's all sorts of stuff coming out nowadays, you know, that works. So keep your eyes out and talk to each other about those ideas that are out there. Okay, really quick, I'm going to give you a couple of easy snack ideas that I've posted. I went through my thing this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, my scroll, my Instagram. I was like, okay, where's the food ones? No kids, because all my kid pictures are on my business page. Okay, really quick snack that's yummy is a sweet potato toast. Get your sweet potato, take off the skin or not, thinly slice about a quarter of an inch, put it in your toaster for a good 10 minutes. Make sure that it's soft so when you pierce it with a fork, it will go through. You top those. I love sweet potatoes. Those are my friends. I eat them frequently through the week. Not every day, but I love them. The toast, you can put on a, so I put like three down, and you could do a couple of combinations. You can do a little bit of cottage cheese and berries. You could whip up some Greek yogurt. This is awesome. And I don't know if I wrote it down on your sheet, but Greek yogurt, a dollop of peanut butter or almond butter, and a drizzle of honey. Mix it up, and it's like, it's almost like a dessert, but you can mix that up and smear it on your sweet potato toast and then top it with sliced banana or strawberries. It's a great, yummy meal. So snack or meal for you or the kids, and your husband should like it. So pick the toppings according to whatever works for your family, but sweet potato, you could go sweet. Another thing you could do with the sweet potato, warm it up in the microwave for 3 minutes, you know, wash it, pierce it, warm it up. Slice it open, put some grass-fed butter, some cinnamon, a little drizzle of honey, put in your nuts for your protein, and a couple of golden raisins. My son loves it for an after-school snack. That's great. And you know what? For us, too. It fuels us. It's got antioxidants, vitamins that we need, and healthy fat from the butter. I don't shy away from fat, but it's got to be the right kind. Okay, pizzas. Kids love pizzas. I do a few different pizzas. I'll do naan, whole wheat naan. Have you ever heard of that? Naan, or a pita, whole wheat pita. You toast the, what you do is you get it out, put a couple of tablespoons of tomato sauce, chop up some spinach underneath, and then on top, you could do nitrate-free ham, nitrate-free salami, chop that up, sprinkle a little bit of cheese. You snuck your greens in underneath, toast it in the toaster, and you have yourself a mini pizza. So those are some ideas on toast, on an open-faced bagel, on naan, pita. So those are ideas. There's a company called Flatza, F-L-A-T-Z-Z-A, on purpose, and it's a sprouted seven-grain tortilla that's thick. You can make that a pizza as well. Mash up avocado, sprinkle a little bit of garlic salt, and have it as is, or put some sliced tomato, so you just made yourself a little pizza. I could go on, and I want to allow for questions, and I want you to be able to talk at your table. So I will be here till the end of your time. If you want to come and talk to me, ask me questions, please do so. I'll be over in the corner. So my business name is Endurance Fit for Life. I have business cards over there. And there's a card. There are two cards at your table if you want to write down anything. Free. All of it is free. You literally can go on my Instagram and just scroll all the way. And I've done this for 3 years. I've probably posted 200 recipes. So take what works for you. And I hope it's been helpful today. And I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Wasn't she awesome? I just love who you are. You're the sweetest thing. Isn't she cute, too? I like how little you are. Anyways, you guys, it's time for discussion time, so let's thank Jeannie just one more time.